After weeks of political and economic turmoil in the United Kingdom, Brits are getting a new Prime Minister. Rishi Sunak is set to take over for Liz Truss, who lasted just 6 weeks as the leader of the Conservative Party. Sunak will make history as the first person of colour, Indian and Hindu to lead the nation. And his work will be cut out for him. Journalist Willem Marx is in London and he joins us now. Willem, hello.
Hey, Deepa.
So there was a brief but intense battle playing out among Conservative MPs over who would take over for Liz Truss. How did Rishi Sunak, you know, he's the former finance minister, how did he rise to the top?
Well, it's been a bit of a long path for him in a sense, in that he competed to be prime minister over the course of the summer after Boris Johnson resigned back in July. That was a months-long campaign to which he lost out against Liz Truss, and although he had a greater number of supporters amongst the Conservative Party in Parliament, she succeeded by dint of winning more votes from grassroots party members across the country. They were the ones that ultimately put her into power, and that was just 7 weeks ago. He's now stepping into this role thanks to the fact that, you know, essentially her premiership imploded.
So, you know, the Conservative Party is kind of imploding. How difficult will it be for Sunak to bring the party back together?
Well, he has the advantage over Truss is having had greater support from other members of the party prior to that campaign over the summer, and then most recently, you know, a vast majority of the Conservative Party legislators supported his candidacy the last few days. He's had a senior role in government, of course, for many years as finance minister under Boris Johnson. And it does seem like other senior members of the party, particularly former cabinet ministers and current cabinet ministers, have all said publicly that they will support him in this new role.
And it was economic policies that brought about Liz Truss's downfall. What do we know about Sunak? He's the former finance minister, and he's promised to deliver on the Conservative Party's 2019 manifesto. Has he talked about his economic policies going forth?
Not in the last few days. He did a lot over the course of the summer. And of course, as finance minister during the pandemic, he had to go against his own political instincts to be a low tax, low spend conservative finance minister and then essentially open up the public purses to support people when jobs were being lost, when businesses were struggling. He introduced some schemes and programs that were completely unprecedented in British sort of financial history in terms of his willingness to spend public money. Over the course of the summer, though, he said that they did need to bring things back under control. He was very concerned about the ability of the British government to finance itself, to get access to low-cost funding from capital markets, and to essentially balance the books. And that seems to be one of the reasons that Liz Truss has faced so much turmoil in those financial markets, because her plans for tax and spending just were not fully financed.
I mean, he's also, if listeners don't know, he's a multi-millionaire, former hedge fund investor. He owns multiple multi-million pound properties. And this is at a time when many British people are struggling to pay their own mortgages. Do you think voters are sceptical about how he'll handle the economy for people who aren't already at the top?
Rishi Sunak became incredibly popular if you looked at the opinion polls during the course of the pandemic because he was willing to support people across the social and economic spectrum with the various programs he instituted. Towards the end of his time as finance minister, there was a leak to the British media about the fact that his wife, the daughter of an Indian billionaire, had not been paying the full rate of British tax, and this was incredibly damaging to his reputation. That's where he has a political weakness. A lot of his critics have pointed to the fact that he comes from immense privilege and therefore, they say, will struggle to understand the challenges that many Brits are now facing in this ongoing cost of living crisis.
I mean, you mentioned there, you know, he is also Indian. He's a practicing Hindu. Today just happens to be Diwali, which is a major Hindu holiday. How big of a deal is it for the UK to get its first prime minister of South Asian descent?
It's not being talked about as much as you might think, in that over the last 3, 4, 5 years, there have been a large number of people of colour at the top rungs of the British government, in the top positions inside government. So it's not coming out of nowhere. He himself served in the second most senior role in government as finance minister. But of course, this represents a huge seismic shift. Over 300 years of prime ministers in Britain, this is the first person who is not white. And certainly in terms of representation in parliament, in politics in Britain, is a significant moment.
Well, Diwali is the festival of lights, bringing communities together. Let's see if Sunak can do that. Journalist Willem Marx joining us from London. Thank you.